You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo, 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 woo. All right. So Al and I were talking today. I don't even remember how we got on the topic. What's the best day drunk?
I think I already know his.
It's the golf course, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I would think that's how
we invented the worthy splash.
I know. By the way, thank you.
Yeah, the two shots of tequila with a splash of pineapple juice over ice. The greatest golf drink of all time.
I would think that's John's. If you're going to day drink somewhere. Okay,
yeah.
So
well, and over, by the way, better than the beach. Trav will back me up. It is also a built-in excuse for when you miss a putt. You know, if I didn't have that second drink, I would have made that.
It would have helped me.
I wouldn't have made it. But, you know.
I know that James Worthy is a friend of yours, and the Worthy Splash is a marvelous libation.
Yep.
It's terrific. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Better than a transfusion?
What's a transfusion?
Oh, have you not had the pleasure?
No.
Okay. So I got introduced to them and went on my trip to Bandon. I think Bandon kind of initiated this thing, but now they're almost everywhere.
Yeah.
It's vodka with a little bit of ginger ale and a little bip, little splash of grape juice.
Well, so it's like purple drank?
A little bit, and it's awesome.
All right, I'll sample it.
Okay.
You know, just for research, of course.
Both sound...
They're great.
That one, I think I'd lean more towards this one, but both sound good.
The grape juice sounds off-putting. It's mostly just to turn it purple. It's like maybe an eyedropper full of grape soda, but it's pretty... Or grape juice, I should say. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we're talking about different places, and I'm sure you've done this. You go to Del Mar for the track.
That's a good day drinking. Yeah.
Are you big on a day game in baseball? Do you like that as a look? I do too.
Sure.
I like that too.
I got to work a little bit to get up and down to that spot.
Except you got it depends. I always like seats in the shade.
Oh, yeah.
Day game seats
middle
in the sun
July.
For a day game in baseball, it can be a long day.
The worst baseball game drinking experience I ever had. 4th of July, Yankee Stadium.
Sitting in the sun.
And it was 100
humid
degrees.
Humid as.
Yeah.
And I was, like John is saying, fully exposed in the sun. And unlike in California, you know, Yankee Stadium, the guy goes up and down the aisle. You don't have to get out of your seat, right? You just, yep, beer here. And they come and they pour you a beer and they keep going. Well, I did not know what the day was going to look like. And by the third inning, I'd had 3 or 4 beers and it's 100 degrees sitting in the sun. Worst time I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Like USC football games, I have friends that won't go if their seats are on the sunny side.
Oh,
of the
sunny side is brutal.
It's hot.
Yeah, Mace, you go to every USC game. Does that help determine when you leave? Because my friends say it does.
Oh, 100%. Especially those like
noon
September
kickoffs.
Games against
hot
San
still.
Jose
at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock, or here come the Nevada Wolfpack, or whatever that is, and you're sitting in the sun. It's brutal.
That's the secondary ticket market day.
Or you
right?
could
yeah,
be.
Oh, absolutely. It
or
is.
You could be San Diego State and open up Snapdragon Stadium.
Oh, the old
and
Snapdragon.
Not have enough money to pay for. The canopies.
Is Snapdragon Stadium on the site of the old Jack Murphy Stadium?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And they don't have a canopy.
They don't have.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Have neither of you guys been?
No, I've never
Did
been
they
there.
Knock Jack Murphy down?
Yeah, it's gone.
And then build
it's
a new
It's a small stadium. It's like
30,000-ish.
It's the perfect size. It's beautiful. Big, wide concourses. Easy to get drinks and food.
Yeah.
It's big scoreboard.
But it's all in the sun?
It's in San Diego, and they play in September.
In Mission Valley.
In October.
It's a little inland.
When I lived in San Diego, I lived right next to that stadium. I know exactly
hot
where it
as
is.
Hell. I lived in Tierra Santa.
Yeah.
Right above
the stadium.
You can't find shade. It doesn't exist. The sun sits right over the top of the stadium.
And they
it's
didn't
impossible.
Have enough water for that game.
By the way, do you know that when I signed my original deal to come out here, it included a place to live? That apartment in Tierra Santa was paid for by John Lynch.
Well, there you go.
For how long?
I lived.
Well, you know, that's
part of it. He gave me a free year of living.
That's part of the USC football coach's deal. Lincoln Riley has a house as part of his deal.
Oh, yeah.
In Tierra Santa.
Not in Tierra Santa.
That's how you know the LA housing market.
Here's a good LA story. Lane Kiffin had a house until he showed up on the tarmac.
That's right. The Lane Kiffin Memorial Firing Room.
They should hang a plaque or something.
And he sold. I go through that building, that tarmac building, every day when I or every trip when I go with the Lakers. But Lane Kiffin's house was sold to Vince Vaughn.
Oh, really?
Who now lives in it.
Wow. Okay. All right. I like a tarmac firing. I think there should be like a ceremonial.
I think, by the way.
Do you think Lucas Haversick got a tarmac firing?
In the air firing, I think, is that is the way to do it.
Like just
when
taking
we
off?
Land, you're no longer a member of this team, Lucas Haversick.
You know what's worse?
What?
When we land, come talk to me.
Exactly. I need to see you after we land.
Then
exactly.
You got to fly the 6 hours.
I don't know. Yours
coming.
With the parking card not working is.
That was bad.
That's
you
not.
Guys have heard me tell that story. No. When I got sacked from Rome.
No, I don't know the
story.
Oh,
with your key card.
Yeah.
Oh, they just changed. Oh, right. I heard this.
So they take me out, right? And then I get my little sad little box of things together, and I head down, and I put it in my car, and I'm driving out. And you know, just like we have here, you have a little card, and beep, nothing.
That's nothing. $15, please.
I go around. I have to back out, go to where the woman in the toll booth is there, and she's like, yeah, this card's turned off. I'm like,
I understand.
I got fired 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm very sorry.
Her
arm went up.
Very serious about this. Wow.
Yeah. So she at least was a human being and raised
that
an arm.
That is brutal.
It's quick.
That is brutal.
That is brutal. Yeah.
It was quick.
Well, I used to work when I was working at KCAL. Our studio was on the Paramount lot.
Okay.
And so I became friends with a lot of actors. And one of them told me that the way he found out he wasn't on the show anymore. Was he showed up to go through, just like you did, through the thing. It didn't open, and he said, hey, I'm on my way to work, and the key card's not opening. And he said, the guard goes, hold on, what's your name? Gave his name. He said, sir, I've been told to tell you, and looks down at a clipboard and reads it verbatim, goes, the show has been retooled.
Oh, wow. No.
Call your supervisor.
Oh, my God.
And that's how he found out he was off.
What was the famous?
I got fired face-to-face. They took care of it like
the
that.
The famous hard knocks where he doesn't can't open the
it happens.
Key card not working.
It happens.
You're wrestling your headphones over there.
I always thought.
It's terrible. It's like the
did
cord
you lose?
Is all completely
Trav, I always thought
up.
Being fired in person was overrated. For example, if today Good Karma decided, hey, Ireland's out.
Oh, boy.
I come to work tomorrow, and they say, hey, we want to see you, and they fire me in person. I would just assume have them call me and say, hey, I don't think there is no good way to get fired.
Yeah, no, but it should.
But it can't be the security guard reading it off a clipboard. That can't be the answer.
Yeah, I think it should be face-to-face.
I do, too.
When I was in management and I had to let people go,
out of respect.
I did it face-to-face. It's the respectful thing to do. It's not being a chicken bleep and sending a text or making a phone. You're actually face-to-face with that person so you can have a conversation.
I remember John Robinson, the football coach, when Mike Garrett fired him.
Answering machine.
Yeah, but Mike.
I thought it was a fax.
Mike tried several times. And John knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He's read the tea leaves. So Mike tried several times to call him. Wouldn't answer
the phone.
Drove over to his house. Wouldn't open the door.
Mm.
And then so he fired him. And Mike took a bath for this, for firing him without doing a face. But John sensed it and refused. Like, you talk about playing it right.
It's like George Costanza before the big ball.
He goes on vacation.
You can't break up with me if you can't get a hold of me. That's how you do it.
So, Slee, how was your Happy New Year's? What'd you do? You go to Joshua Tree? You go to where'd you hit
Singapore.
Up? Yosemite?
Yeah. Yeah, it was either
out of parks.
It was going to be either Thailand or it was going to be some
Did
kind
you
of
really
park.
Think no. about
El Cajon.
No. Thailand, by the way, is fantastic.
I've never been.
It's
never
fantastic.
Been.
I've heard it's great.
New Year's Eve was kind of tame. I told them I watched a movie that was not good at all. I'm already forgetting the name of it. Julia Roberts
is
in it.
Where the World Ends or something like that.
Oh, I hate that movie.
That's not.
Is it
good
that
movie?
Bad? Watching it and I go, this
I stopped too.
And you know who did it?
The Obamas.
No, Adam McKay, right?
No, Sam Esmail.
Oh, the guy from iRobot.
Mr. Robot. That guy. He totally screwed. I didn't realize it. I was like.
It was so bad.
Why is it so bad? Everybody's had the same reaction.
I'm like, I read this. I actually read the book.
Okay.
So I know how it ends. And I can't imagine why it would be a good movie.
I could see. Was the book okay?
The book was interesting.
I could see the book. The idea is, I'm sort of interested. It's just
But kind of nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I don't know because I never got to the end.
There are a lot of movies that don't live up to the book. The best example of this is, Mace, did you read The Art of Racing in the Rain?
Oh, my God. It's such a great... It's one of my three favorite books of all time.
Okay, so it's a great book. The movie didn't really work.
What's the book? My neighbor was in it. The Art of Racing in the Rain.
What's it about?
It is about a dog.
It's a book about a dog, but the book is great.
And his owner is a Formula One driver.
Okay, just so you guys know, he doesn't like dogs.
Of course, he's out. But it's unbelievable. But you're right. And my neighbor was in it, all that kind of stuff. It still wasn't very good.
There was a religious book that I read once called The Shack that's really, really good.
Did they make that into a movie?
Yes.
Was it bad?
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. The movie didn't live up to the book. Well, I read a lot of John Grisham books, pretty much all of them. About half of them, the movies work. Like Time to Kill, totally worked.
Really fantastic.
Pelican Brief, totally worked. Yep. The Firm with Cruise kind of worked. A lot of the other ones didn't.
No, Rainmaker didn't work.
No.
But everybody says the book's always better. That's kind of...
I've got an exception.
What do you got?
Okay. So I'm a big Thomas Harris fan.
Okay.
Who wrote the Silence of the Lambs and all the... Right? So the movie Silence of the Lambs, when I read that book, it ends on a chilling note, right? Because Hannibal Lecter's out there. What the movie did... was it added that one extra scene where Hannibal Lecter is on the island with the former warden of the prison.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm having an old friend for dinner. That was only in the movie. That was not in the book. Right. And it is a perfect ending.
The other exception is, do you guys ever read Tom Clancy books?
Yeah.
Yes,
movies, the books are great. The movies are always better.
I agree.
The movies, they nail the movies. All the time. Whenever they do one of those
books
movies.
Because I've read most of those books too, John. They're so technical. Like, you get really into the hardware and the ordnance of all the military stuff. It's like, just fight each other and blow something
up. Right, well, the one with Harrison Ford where he...
Patriot Games,
great.
Yeah.
That movie's great. The one where with Sean Connery on the submarine is
Hunt for
great.
Red October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all great movies.
The one that kind of springs to mind that I thought the book was one of the best books I've ever read, and the movie was just kind of mid, was Unbroken, about Louis Zamperini.
Yeah, I agree.
Really good.
That's another great example.
That book was...
I drove on the Louis Zamperini Highway today when I went to Torrance.
We all do most days, right? Yeah. And that was one of those books, as you're reading, go, I don't know how this man ever did this. And the movie felt a little...
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, do you know who directed that movie?
Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yeah. Starred a great young British actor named Jack O'Connell, who was on the podcast. I like the movie a lot, but you're right.
Okay.
Doesn't capture... I'll tell you one. I saw Boys in the Boat.
Oh, I've heard that's awesome.
The movie. Which is a fantastic...
The book is amazing.
The book is
Does
incredible.
The movie
Boys on the,
to the book?
The movie gets close to the book. It's not quite there, but it gets close to the book. Clooney directed that. Doesn't really have any other names in the cast, but it's... If you've never... interesting about that book is that really existed, that rowing was a gigantic sport in the early 20th century here.
Especially back east in the Ivy League when those schools go there. Hey, before you guys get out of here, Trav, we might have Sean McVay today. We never know.
Okay. Two to 2:30.
Okay. So I was going to ask Sean about this, but I want to make sure I'm not asking a stupid question.
Save it for
about
Sean.
Is it about soup?
Is it Manhattan, the clam chowder?
End of the game, okay?
Okay.
Giants are driving. Okay. Rams are up by one, okay?
Yes.
Giants are driving for what turned out to be the game-winning field goal, but they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the Rams call timeout when the Giants didn't have any timeouts?
And the clock would have kept rolling.
Correct. Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I could speculate, but
no,
I would guess is they probably didn't have the guys that they wanted on the field to defend a field goal that they wanted to get.
It
was the play before the field goal. He ended up stopping the clock, creating extra time.
John,
to answer your question, the broadcasters didn't know either because the TV kept going to McVay like,
my only
why are you calling
was,
the timeout
stop
here?
The pace or just
that or he looked McVay so good at recognizing play calls that he looked at what they were running, he figured it out and went, we've got the wrong alignment.
That's the most likely.
Yeah.
And that's more important than the clock. Yeah.
It could be like a basketball timeout. I'm just going to break this momentum. I got to they're cooking and I just need to get them to stop cooking.
Thank God that guy dropped that ball.
Okay, I have a quick one on this. We talked a little bit on Sunday when both teams are playing backups. Stafford's not playing.
This Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold.
Right. Let's say Brett Maher goes out there.
Oh, God.
Rams score a touchdown.
I'm already nervous.
Misses his PAT.
Oh, God.
Later in the game, he misses another PAT, misses a makeable field goal.
Okay.
At that point, do you just say, we're not kicking the ball anymore. We're not going only, for two every – we're not even going to
not
try
only do
to
you
kick
that,
it.
Do you do that, but I would suggest that if that exact scenario plays out, Brett Maher is not on the playoff roster.
That's what I said to Al. I'm like, I wonder if you even carry a kicker at that point.
No.
Ethan
would,
Evans kicks off.
Correct.
You would carry a kicker, but it wouldn't be him.
You mentioned Ethan Evans.
He kicks off.
I have wondered –
is he the punter?
Yeah, he's the punter, and he also kicks off. He's got a booming leg.
Big leg.
And I thought, why not –
not
Ethan
a good conversation
Evans.
Right now.
Why not Ethan Evans?
It can't
as
be
your
worse.
Kicker. It cannot be worse than what we had last week.
And if you can get another guy up, if you're not going to use him.
Right. Well, we're talking about, too, it could be helpful if it's that bad. You're walking into a playoff game already knowing we're going for twos and we're going on fourth downs.
Yeah.
And that's just the mentality
of
the whole game.
You wouldn't do that in a playoff game. No, you have to have the option to have a kick.
Not necessarily going to two. But field goals, I think you adjust the distance.
But 35 let's say he has a terrible day on Sunday. It's kind of like a lab. You're not really playing for a whole lot.
Correct.
There's some season
give
stuff.
One kick in the playoff game, and if he
but
misses.
But what if he's terrible on Sunday, Al, and you have zero confidence?
But what,
you still want to – you're giving – I got a 50-50 shot on a two-point conversion.
But,
that's basically what it is.
What if it's 20-17 and you're at their 30-yard line?
And clock is ticking.
And the game and the clock is ticking.
You
have no choice, right?
Yeah.
It does come down to Brent Maher at some point. I know.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
So,
Mace, I love that John's doing it.
I want to start today's show with a gift.
Are
you ready?
Okay.
Hands up.
Okay.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep, ready.
Okay. That is from our good friend Chris Ward at the Green Cross in Torrance.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
I restocked today. He said, I got to take care of my boy Mace.
Nice pre-roll.
So he, there you go. I don't know.
By the way, Brian, have you been to the Green Cross in Torrance?
I've never been there, actually. I'll have to check it out.
You got
to
stop in there.
Yeah, Chris is the man.
Chris will take care of you. So, what's up? I'm ready for some Lakers basketball tonight.
Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Right
the great Michael Thompson is here.
Michael Thompson.
We only have 2 hours today, so we got to get right to it.
Pepe's going to be here a little bit later on. By the way, I have no idea why I agreed to stay on until 5:30, except I was so excited at the opportunity to work with George Sedano.
5:30. That means you're going to take a week off after today.
May need tomorrow
That's
off.
True.
I may
that's
need
an
tomorrow
excellent,
off.
That's an hey, excellent point.
Hey, Mace, I found out a little wrinkle about your show till 5:30.
Okay.
I'm sure he's going to be really excited for this.
What, Sedano's not coming in?
No, he's coming in, but he's leaving at 5.
No way! No
He's
got
to go over to the arena.
So I'm filling in on Sedano and Cap, and it's going to be just me?
Yes. However, it's easy to get through. It's what you need to know into Radio Tinder, and then.
I'm not worried about doing it. I just think it's lame that here I agree to come in for Sedano, and then Sedano's going to bail on me.
I will still be here. I will come sit with you if you'd like.
If you want me to,
John will.
I will sit in with you from 5 to 5:30.
Let's do
it.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Ireland comes back for 5 to 5:30.
Well, I'm just going to be in the other room working.
Okay.
So I'll come in with you 5 to 5:30, and then I'll head over to the arena.
Excellent. So we have got an action-packed day. Michael Thompson, Happy New Year. What is up, man?
Oh, well, you know, just hanging out with you guys. Shocked to see you here. You usually take a month off for the holidays.
Hell no. That's Kaplan.
That's the old Mason. The new Mason is a grinder, man.
Wow.
So, Michael,
you're like Hubie Brown. You want to work.
What do you do? What did you do for Christmas? Like, did you get a really good gift? Did you give a really good gift to Julie? Well, how'd it go?
Christmas was quiet at home with just Trace and his wife and Roman. And so, because Michael.
Roman got a new car.
Yeah, Roman got a new car.
Oh, like a little
Jeep.
Yeah, kiddie, yeah, mini kiddie driving car.
And
nice.
And he's driving around the neighborhood with his sunglasses on. He looks like Joe Cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. Yeah. That is cool.
And New Year's, we were in New Orleans. So me and Ireland got off food, went back to the hotel after the game, got off food, and took it to go to our room.
Okay. Now, my understanding is that not everybody went to their room.
Well, we don't know exactly who went out and who didn't.
But in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, who the hell wouldn't go out?
Well, the players, I'm sure, went out. But we don't care about those guys. They're young and they're in shape and they should have a good time. But we talk about our traveling party, the staff. As far as I know.
You did not. Yesterday, you led us to believe that you went out.
No, I did
what
not.
What is that wry smile on your face?
I did not go out.
Oh,
Michael was with me.
Yeah, I was with him. Me, Ireland, and Stu went to our rooms.
I may have done a lap, so to speak.
Oh,
yeah.
You walked the French Quarter.
I did.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Done a lap. But then I said, someone's about to get shot. Yeah. I don't want it to be me. And I went back
did
to the
Did you see
hotel.
Any ladies getting beads?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Apparently, I more than ESPN noticed, I noticed girls
so here,
getting beads.
So here's the thing about that story, the story where the woman ended up flashing the cameras on the Sugar Bowl broadcast. A porn company has offered, and we don't know who this woman is, offered her $100,000 to do a one-hour cam session. So what is a cam?
Just pictures.
It's like a sex cam?
Yeah. Well, no, she doesn't have to have sex, but she's got to get naked.
It's her by herself.
So $100,000 for an hour.
You don't watch cams?
No, I don't watch cams. Do you? Are you big on the cams?
No, I don't
Are you
watch
big
cams.
On the cams, Ireland?
I don't even know what they
no,
are.
I watch the
you
movies.
You said what they are.
I watch the films. I'm there for the films and the characters and the plot development.
He sounds like Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights. I direct feature films.
Exactly. Who wouldn't do a cam session for $100,000 1 hour, Michael?
Well, a lot of ladies.
Wouldn't do it?
Would not do it. Of course not.
I think every woman would.
No.
No, why are you kidding? Most women wouldn't.
Wait a minute.
Not even for $1 million they wouldn't do it.
Oh, come on.
For the majority
it's $100,000. It's not hard work.
The majority of single women in this country would not do it.
Get on camera, get undressed. Here's 100K.
Yeah, we're talking about single ladies. I'm sure some married ladies might consider it, but I think the majority of single ladies in America will not do it.
This is one of Michael's prerequisites if you want to date his boys. You can't have any cam sessions out there.
No cam sessions.
That's not wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bergman, do you think single ladies, what percentage do you think would agree to the $100,000 for an hour of cam session?
I think a very large amount.
Me too.
Really?
Why wouldn't you? 100,000 It's $100,000.
Laura's
for one
walking
hour.
By out there. Tell her to come in here.
Let's ask a single lady.
I think it's got to be
a
good
relationship.
It's got to be a good 70%.
She's not single.
Well, wait a minute. If she's in a relationship, that might make it easier for her to take the money.
No, I don't think that her boo would allow that. Would like that?
Right. What do you mean allow?
Allow is the wrong line. Okay, not allow. Yeah. Be okay with that.
So you're saying boo is bossing Laura around?
No, absolutely not.
I hope so.
If anybody's bossing
man.
Anybody around, Laura is bossing the boo
listen
around.
Listen to my you and the you're a real
if
man.
You're a real
thing,
man,
like
and
your
you
thing.
And you're going out with a woman who is
what is a Laura, come in here.
If you're going out with a woman who's you're exclusive, will you tell her no? I don't want you doing that.
Right.
Come on.
Would you let Lisa do it?
Lisa can do whatever she wants.
I would let Juan do it.
I'm not the boss of Lisa.
Brian, would you let Allison do it?
All right.
Yeah,
now,
if she wants to do
before,
it, you know.
100K? Before she
100K,
answers, I'm going to predict that Laura wants nothing to do with this
I'm gonna
for 100 grand.
Laura is 100% in, and her boo is
and
100% behind her.
She will not do it.
All right, Laura, 100 grand for you to do a one-hour cam session naked, in or out.
Out 100%.
There you go. See, $100,000.
No, I'm out. We actually, the boo and I had this conversation, and he's not for that at all. He doesn't even care. The amount can keep going up, and he's not for it.
I told you.
And
I'm telling
I'm
you,
not,
he's
actually
a man.
Not for it either.
Mace, most girls.
Hey, Laura, that's because you go out with a real man, right?
Yeah.
There you go, Mace.
Because Laura, I'm guessing the main reason is you don't need it. Right?
No, I.
The 100K.
I mean, I need the 100K. Yes.
Okay.
But I just wouldn't do that. For the 100K.
You ever heard of morals, Ireland?
No, I'm not. I'm on your side. Mason isn't one arguing for her.
Seriously, why is it immoral to be naked?
Yeah, what's immoral about it?
The body
naked,
is beautiful.
But have not you, for the world.
Have you never been to a clothing optional place?
What do you mean? No, I don't go to those.
Yeah, I've been at Big Sur, Esalen Institute. It's clothing optional.
What do you want to go there for? Look at people's junk.
No, because you don't have to feel ashamed of your body. You carry around a little picture of yourself from when you were 18 years old, looking like you're all buff and ripped.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with anyone posing naked if that's what they want to do.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, you're such a hypocrite.
What are you talking about?
If Lisa was...
By the way, Ireland is not being a hypocrite. I guarantee you this is a real belief.
What age did you and Lisa get married? What age?
I was 35. She was 28.
And if she told you, hey, I want to do a centerfold spread for Playboy, you would have been, yeah, that's cool?
Sure. Is that what she wants to do?
I would have thought cool, too.
Yeah, Michael, by the
way.
What
about you, Brian? Would you want your girlfriend to do a centerfold spread?
I would have personally not like it, but if that's what she wanted to do,
you'd be all right with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not the boss of her.
Right. By the way, Michael, a lot of women who you respect have done this, including Jeannie Buss.
Yeah.
Hey, when Riley's 21, would you be cool with her doing that?
I'm not getting into Riley.
That's my daughter. It's different. I said it on the show before. I dated someone that was on cams.
That's true. So now... you eliminated in your constellation of women that you're dating right now?
Also, there's so many. It's just out of control.
Would you allow them or sign off on them?
Michael Roth is texting me. You should define what goes on in a one-hour cam session. It's just them. It's just pictures of you naked.
Yeah,
it's
like, are they talking to guys, like communicating with people on a computer?
Yes, they're pictures.
And the guys are asking them to do certain things.
Oh, is it an interactive?
Hi, how you doing? Is it a cam session like that?
Yes, I'll tell you what it's like. So there is a
That Greg knows this is
I told you I dated,
dated
one.
Fascinating to me.
I dated one. Okay, so it's you're there on screen. You don't have to take off your clothes if you don't want to. You go private if you want to do that. Then it's just you and the girl or guy, whatever you're looking for. And then in there, anything kind of goes. You can exchange pictures. They can put their video up, your video
Mace,
up.
How did this company make this offer? They said if anyone can find this woman.
Exactly. If anybody can find this woman, $100,000. And by the way, this is a great promotion because we just spent 15 minutes on it.
Right, and also, right. if she goes on it, nobody will know. They're not going to be promoting it on billboards. Well, hey, you from the ESPN one-second thing.
They'll promote it that way.
Miss Sugar Bowl is doing a...
you have to go to the site to see it, you know?
Queen of the Sugar Bowl.
It's not that.
All right, coming up next.
What if Playgirl came to Juan or Jose and say, hey, we want you to do a...
Dude, I wouldn't blame them a bit, and I would say do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, have more power to you.
Yeah, I say good for him. All right, coming up next for you. I'm telling you, this month, make or break for the Lakers. It is make or break. I will explain.
How so?
Coming up next. And by the way, we are hitting the streets in the city of Redondo Beach. You can join me in Ireland Monday, January the 15th. We're broadcasting live at the Ralphs from 1 to 4 p.m. thanks to our friends at BBGO. Meet Lakers legends Derek Fisher and Sasha Vujacic, the machine. Win great prizes and your shot at courtside. Wait a minute. I don't want to bury this. Your shot at courtside seats. Thanks to BBGO. Ralph's, it's 1413 Hawthorne Boulevard in Redondo Beach on Monday the 15th, Mason and Ireland Live. All right, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I still got it, Michael. That's the thing about me.
Were there other gay ladies in the bar?
She was not. She was a straight
only
lady.
Woman?
She was a straight lady. Yeah.
What was she doing in a gay bar?
It's a piano bar, so everybody goes in there. Okay. They sing. I guess you would call it mixed. Not everybody is necessarily gay, but she was so into me.
And women love
into me.
Well, don't women prefer gay men to be their friends?
Absolutely. True.
Everybody wants a gay
but
best friend.
But she was not looking for a friend. Uh-huh. She was looking for a role.
You could be like Rupert Everett in my best friend's wedding.
Exactly.
You could be the gay best friend.
Still got it, Mace.
Yeah, I still got it after all these years. So I'm going to make a little mythical money bet, Ireland.
All right, let's hear it.
Mythical money bet of 2024 for me. It is $5,000.
Okay.
Three-leg parlay.
Okay.
Lakers -5.5 over Miami.
Okay.
Anthony Davis over 29.5 points.
Like it.
And Anthony Davis over 12.5 rebounds.
Well, he's been playing Michael that way, but
Bam Adebayo's out there, which makes a difference.
The game in Miami, AD threw out his back and missed the whole second half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you just got to hope he stays healthy.
Yeah, stay healthy.
Which he has.
Exactly.
And so, D'Angelo Russell is not playing tonight, which is good for you.
Right. D'Angelo Russell's out. Rui's out.
Just so you're aware, in the regular season, not including the finals, in the regular season, Anthony Davis has only done those numbers twice against the Heat. And it happened with the New Orleans Pelicans both times.
All right. Let's see if it happens.
No Jimmy Butler tonight.
Is it for sure? I heard he was questionable.
He's out. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the Lakers
are going to win this game because. When we were in Miami, Michael, we lost that game by 1 point. That's when Cam Reddish missed that jumper from the corner. Mm-hmm. But we only lost by 1 point without AD.
Yeah.
So I think we can hang with these
guys.
Okay,
so I said
I think this home schedule coming up is very favorable to the Lakers.
Ding. Yeah, here's the thing, Michael. Let me throw this at you. So you guys, and you know firsthand, you guys have been traveling all over the country.
Yes,
East Coast, West Coast, I mean, all over the place, right? And the Lakers lead the league in back-to-backs so far.
So far, yeah.
So they have played a very tough schedule from that perspective, and the travel has been enormous. Not as an excuse, but it's just a reality. Now, this month, they've got 12 games. 10 of them are at home. They've got that game at Utah, I think next week, end of next week, something like that.
And one of them is against the Clippers. It's a road game, but then...
And then San Francisco is the last game of the month.
And then they head out. In February, they head way back out on the road again. But you're right. And to put this conversation in perspective, the Lakers are 11-4 this year at home.
Ding. Yeah.
And 6-13 on the road.
Yep.
Michael, does that disparity surprise you that they're so much better at home than they are on the road? 11-4 to 6-13?
No, that's most of the teams that are not like running away with the league usually are around that because like Minnesota or Boston in the East, you know, they usually have the greatest of the best road records. But the Lakers have been inconsistent, especially on the road, because it seems they can't field a full team whenever they go on the road.
Yeah.
Since everybody's two or three guys always out.
I want to put this in there. Mythical Money brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right, let me ask you guys something about the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat Boston in OKC.
Yep.
Michael, this is a team that is loaded with talent.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you have to kind of climb a ladder until you're ready to go to even the Western Conference Finals, let alone the NBA Finals. Is Oklahoma City, are we underrating them? I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the best guard in the league right now, him and Luka. And Chet Holmgren looks like he's going to win Rookie of the Year. Lou Dort is great. Josh Giddey's good. Jalen Williams is good. Could this team win the West this year?
Sure they could. They're young. They're brash. They're fearless. And they're smart players, well-coached. So they definitely could. If they stay healthy, they could beat anybody.
Get a load of this, Mace.
Yeah.
They control the draft for the next 5 years.
See? Sam Presti, man.
Well, they have 24 picks in the next 3 years.
My God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So Zach Harper did his weekly power rankings here.
Yeah.
And he has tier one, the contenders. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 5 teams as legit contenders.
All right, let me see if we can guess them.
Yeah.
All right, Boston.
Boston's 1.
Denver.
Denver's 4.
You think Philadelphia's on his list?
No. Even though I love Embiid, but no.
Milwaukee got to be there.
Milwaukee is there, number 5.
I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm gonna say it. Minnesota.
Minnesota is number three.
Yeah, they're for
which,
real.
It's, we're missing one?
Missing one.
So it's either Philly or OKC. Which one do you think?
OKC.
I'll say Philly.
OKC's number two.
Wow.
Yeah. So the contenders, he's got Boston, OKC, Minnesota, Denver, and Milwaukee. Sixers are on the next tier, brink of contention, along with the Clippers and the New Orleans Pelicans. And let's see where he's got the Lakers. He's got the Lakers in the category of play-in tournament teams or better.
No, the Lakers will be better than that. They just got to get healthy. They haven't been healthy all year.
Right now, they're 10th.
But here's the thing, Michael. Everybody's dealing with injuries all year long. Injuries are not an excuse.
No, Lakers
have
been the most. They've been the most injured team so far this year.
And by the way, just play a little defense. Their offense, in this streak of losing 7 out of 10 or whatever it is, 7 out of 10, 7 out of 9, something like that, their offensive rating has been higher than the rest of the season.
We say it several
their
times.
Their defensive
a game.
Rating
they never
is
have,
terrible.
Yeah, they never have problem scoring.
Yep.
They always have problem getting stops.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is Anthony Davis has been elite defensively this year. He's been really, really good. But Michael points this out two or three times a game. Somebody will penetrate into the paint.
Right.
And AD will come over and make them alter their shot.
Sure.
But then they don't get the big guy that right. AD yeah. just left, and the guy ends up with a dunk. Mm-hmm. They got to figure that out.
So here's another thing I wanted to throw out there. I came across this interesting story about usage rate in the NBA. So
I don't want to hear this crap.
Shut up.
Come on.
I think you're going to like this. You're going to like this point. Usage rate basically measures the amount of time the ball is in your hands.
Right.
Oh, that. I thought you were talking about playing.
No. The amount of time the ball is in your hands. Anthony Davis is not in the top 20. Now, how is Anthony Davis, who's having a tremendous season, why does he not have the ball in his hands
that's easy,
more?
Because he's not a guard and he's not handling the ball. He gets the ball and catches it right away. So that cuts down the time the ball's in his hands.
Are most of those players guards?
Gotta be.
Joel Embiid is number one.
Okay. Jokic
Giannis
has to be up there.
Giannis is number three.
Is Where's Jokic on there?
Jokic actually.
He better be.
He's number nine. But Joel Embiid is one. Giannis Antetokounmpo is two. Yeah. I'm trying to see if there are other big guys
on
there.
Well, Darvin said something the other day that I think is going to make these games very interesting to watch.
Okay.
You read this, Michael? LeBron is now the point guard.
He's always been that way. He's been that way since he was 18.
But now they're basically saying, here's the keys. You do what you want.
He's the de facto point guard.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I think Pat Riley just mentioned the Magic was his point guard. Come on, that was so obvious.
What do you mean?
I mean, LeBron's been a playmaker ever since he came
in. You're in a cranky mood.
Because guess what? LeBron's all playmaker. Well, duh.
No, I think there's a difference between playmaker and point guard.
No, it's not.
D'Angelo Russell's been the point guard.
There's no point guards anymore. It's like Luka Doncic is a guard now. Nobody. This is no more John Stockton than Steve Nash.
What's Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray? He's a playmaker.
So wait a minute. Shoots as much as any shooting guard. You want point guards who don't score.
No. I'm just saying.
You used to be. John Stockton.
Yeah, Stockton can score, but now those days are over with. Now everybody's a playmaker. Everybody's a multiple user, sort of, the way that their roles are now.
Boy, you're so grumpy.
Damian Lillard's not a point guard?
No, not the way he shoots. He shoots more than a shooting guard. He shoots more than Chris Middleton, who's supposed to be the shooting guard.
De'Aaron Fox.
All basically hybrids. Let's call them hybrids.
Okay.
Yeah, that's De'Aaron Fox has a ball a lot.
Yeah, they all do.
No, De'Aaron Fox is fourth in usage.
It's hardly. Show me another Mark Jackson who's thinking pass first. No, those days are over with.
All right.
Trey Young.
Will you cheer up a little bit? Because you're really.
No, I just hate
you're
the
like
obvious.
You're a wet blanket.
Wait a minute.
You're a human wet blanket.
Wait, that's an announcement.
There's like a
I've got an announcement.
Little dark cloud over
Maybe
your head.
Maybe this announcement
raining.
Will cheer him up.
Okay. Go ahead.
Announcement. Laker fans. Darvin Ham has announced that LeBron is his point guard. Come on. Jeez. What's LeBron been doing for
breaking
five
news?
Years
LeBron's
breaking
a point news. Guard.
He's been acting like he's Magic since he's been here.
All right. Spin wheel of questions?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that coming up. And then we didn't do 2 o'clock call of the day. Did we kill 2 o'clock call of the day?
No, we can do it if you want.
We're doing What's Up, Fool at 2.
Oh, we're doing
well,
What's
then again,
Up, Fool at 2?
Maybe not.
Okay, cool.
Maybe tomorrow.
We'll see. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, did you know it can take 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? That's 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, you don't have that kind of time. If you're listening to today's, I got advice. Stop waiting. Start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. Right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Plus, here's how quick ZipRecruiter can help you hire. 4 out of 5 employers who post get a quality candidate in 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Go to that exclusive web address to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think it's my will today, as a matter of fact. Let me see what popped up. I'm having trouble reading this. Let me put my glasses on and let me see. There it is.
Okay. You know we're on YouTube.
I know. You're not wearing glasses.
You're wearing a chain.
I lost my place. Yeah. All right. What would you do if you could be immortal but unhappy, or live for 5 more years and be incredibly happy? Which would you choose? Immortal but unhappy, or 5 more years only and incredibly happy?
Give me the 5 years.
You want 5 years?
Yeah, give me the 5 years.
5 years.
I don't want to be miserable my whole life. Come on. Michael, how about you?
Yeah, 5 years, because when I die, I know I'm going to heaven anyway, and I'll be immortally happy up there.
How do you know?
Because I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I believe when I die, well, you asked me the question, I'm telling you.
So when I die,
I believe I'm going to be in heaven.
Okay, there you go.
Is that simple enough for you?
Yeah, no, that's
he
good.
He is in
yeah.
a mood today.
You are just.
I'm not I have to do a
mood.
Game with
you
him
are
tonight.
Cranky, man.
That came across as cranky?
Greg, can I do the game from here?
Can we get Trudell to come up and sit with you?
No kidding.
Did that come across as cranky?
All right, Bergman, yeah, 5 years or.
Idiots.
5 years miserable or. 5 years happy or lifetime.
Dummies.
Immortal miserable.
I'm sorry, Riley, but 5 years. I don't want to be unhappy. Like, that's terrible. And anyways, being immortal sounds awful.
I think it's
horrendous.
Cool. I would love to
no
be immortal.
No way.
I would
you just watch just everyone around you
I would
die.
Still be doing this show terrible. Every day forever.
Yeah, Brian,
but
what
the
are you
longest
going?
Not run
5 years or immortality?
Well, the immortality being unhappy sounds like hell. So I'll take the 5 years and have a nice, you know, good time. Good send-off.
All right, so Mace, that means you'd be out at 63.
I want to be immortal.
Yeah, I knew you'd pick
yeah,
that.
I want to be immortal. I want to be around forever.
Unhappy.
And grumpy, like you.
I'm not grumpy.
Laura says, just texted me, what did you guys do to MT?
What?
Laura, they're asking stupid questions. How about that? And making stupid announcements. Oh, I got another announcement from Sean McVay. Mark Stafford will be the next quarterback on Sunday.
You know, first of all, his name is Matt.
Matthew.
Well, and difference. Second of all, he's not playing Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Carson Wentz.
So
that was really a bad example.
You were 0-2, right?
Hypothetically,
there.
You were completely wrong.
Okay. On both counts.
On both counts.
He's still a starting quarterback.
You
no,
nailed...
he's not. Carson Wentz is going to start Sunday.
Yeah, starting on Sunday. All by right. the way, McVay is going to be with us sometime between 2 and 2:30. He's going to be in.
Yeah,
good
hey, group. Bahamian Grillmaster. What tough question you got for McVay?
I'll think of something.
Okay.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Okay.
Hey,
so,
Sean, what do you hate more, old people or puppies?
That is. He's in a mood. So Al Michaels, for whatever reason, I think Greg Bergman, you're not an Al Michaels fan, right?
You okay.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You have said many times that you think Al Michaels. I say Al Michaels is the greatest announcer of all time. You say he's over the hill.
No. Okay. Over the hill and not a great announcer. So different.
Okay. So you think he's over the hill?
Different. So did I misrepresent your position
no,
in any way?
I am a fan of Al Michaels. I love Al Michaels. I think that there's times where he can be criticized. If he does something that is not right, we can criticize him.
All right, well, I'm going to play something for you that you will not criticize.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I love it.
Here we go.
Let's see. I love it.
You think Jim Schwartz right now is dialing a few things up, the defensive coordinator for the Browns?
Somebody pounding on that trash can. I think the Astros must be in town.
Let's go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Go rip me.
Go rip me.
Awesome. Awesome.
How's that
was great.
Bergman?
That Jeez. Is
for
fantastic.
Mr. I Hate Al Michaels.
Mr. He's over the hill.
This is like Ramona with the kids. I love kids. Ramona hates kids.
Ramona has two kids.
She has I know,
kids.
But
you have a kid.
You represented her that way. You're representing. You hate Al Michaels.
You do.
Well, you do.
Hate Al Michaels.
Wait a minute. You don't.
How dare you besmirch Al Michaels?
You say he's over the hill.
All right. All right. Over the hill is not hate.
Yeah, but over the hill means.
Now I sound like the cranky
okay.
one.
Okay, so you are cranky. So they do a thing on the Ringer where they say an actor is, what was their, what, is Apex Mountain?
Apex Mountain.
Apex Mountain.
Yeah.
Where's Al Michaels on the mountain?
I won't say he's at the very top, but he's still, if he's going down, he's still at the top going down. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, so he's over the peak, but
right,
he's still.
But yeah, still, like, I would say he was peak Al Michaels 5 years ago.
He's still, in the death zone.
What does that mean?
The death zone is when you climb Mount Everest, get up to a certain point. Where
yeah,
you,
and then you're, down, oh, yeah, you're up that high.
If something goes wrong.
Well, I would rather have Al Michaels do a game than almost anybody.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. I don't think he's over
Greg, if you could pick the announcers to do a game that you were watching, who would you pick?
Right now, like a football game?
Yeah.
I think I'm taking Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Okay, that's not a bad answer.
By the way, that is also my answer. And it's not just because I work for ESPN.
For me,
I actually love those
Jim
guys.
Nance and Tony Romo, baby. Tell me the play that. Before it happens.
Shut up, Tony.
And get it wrong.
Michael, who is this for you?
Madden and Summerall.
Well, they're not
both
alive.
Dead.
Oh, well. Come on, dude. Wake
you
up.
You want to take someone from the 60s, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next oh, my God, Michael. Yeah. Pay attention.
Next, he's going to take Frank Gifford and Howard Cosell.
Dandy Don.
Howard Cosell.
Those are the greatest.
They were the greatest. By the way, that best. Was the greatest broadcast team
that's right.
in Meredith, history, I think, wasn't
Cosell
it?
Cosell and, who was that? Meredith Cosell, who was the third guy? It wasn't Keith Jackson.
No, it was Frank Gifford.
Frank Gifford, yeah.
Don't you think... That was the best broadcast team in history?
That Monday Night Football booth? Was they were the most fun to watch
because
you never knew what they were going to say. And
right.
then everything went politically correct.
Yeah.
So now nobody can say anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hard thing.
That's right. And you call me grumpy.
You guys are all grumpy. I'm the only happy one here. All right. Sean McVay is going to join us coming up. In the meantime, what's on tap today on 710? Thanks to Michelob Ultra. Lakers are back on the court tonight at Crypto against the Heat. Coverage starts at 5:30 with the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off with Sliwa. Tip-off at 7 p.m. Here, all the play-by-play with John and Michael Thompson here on 710 in crystal clear digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA app. Just click the Lakers Listen Live tile. The Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, only worth it if you enjoy it. Sean McVay coming up, Mason in Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN.